And maybe you can talk a little bit more about your own clinical experience with carfilzomib. Maybe you referred to the adverse effects. And one thing we've been hearing ever since it came out is this question of dyspnea that sometimes people have. It seems like it's around the time of the infusion, maybe related to the volume of the infusion. A question about whether it affects the heart. What's your take on this, both clinically and research-wise at this point?
Yeah, I think when we first were giving carfilzomib, we clearly were giving too much IV fluids, and I think we've backed a little bit off from that. Our experience and what's published experience, there is a small percentage of patients, probably around 5%, who will have some sort of real cardiac dysfunction, including a decline in their EF and really requirement to stop the carfilzomib. But more commonly is the side effect that you mentioned of dyspnea on exertion and the feeling of dyspnea. And that is more common. It's usually not dangerous. When a patient has it, it's our obligation to make sure it's not something from a significant cardiac dysfunction, but it's common. And the classic story is the 1 to 2 days around the carfilzomib, the patient will feel short of breath, and then as you get further away, the shortness of breath will dissipate. I don't think we understand the exact pathophysiology of it. I think the most reasonable explanation is that it's some sort of vascular dysfunction within the cardiopulmonary system, but I don't know if we know for sure. But it's not transient heart failure and so forth. And if patients have it and they know it's not serious, in a large part, you can coach them through this and they know to expect it, modify their life for the 1 to 2 days, and then move on.